on 22nd of September, I was due to do an afternoon shift, 2 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night. I was at home in the morning. At 8 o'clock in the morning, I was with my wife, and all of a sudden the windows rattled. We just looked at each other and said, "What was that?" We didn't hear a bang or anything, because up here we've got a lot of wind blows around, it makes noises. My son, who was living with us at that time, he came into our room, and he listened to his wireless every morning. And at about 8:22, I believe, the window shook. Just after that, he came and he said, "There's been an explosion down at the barracks." So the first thing that entered my mind, the explosion, knowing what the situation was prior to that with the IRA being active, I rung my depot, where there was already 2 crews on anyway, and the station officer who lived down by the ambulance station, I said to him, "What's gone wrong and what's the procedure? You've got to get in here straight away." So straight away I got my and I was gone, and I was up the ambulance station by 9:15. And that is where there were other ambulance men had been called in. The initial crews, which we would call the early crew, and the day crew, which was an emergency crew, had already left for the scene, obviously. So they had left, and there was a day crew which dealt with sitting cases. They weren't experienced in any ambulance, proper ambulance work. They were just sitting cases. They were sent to the scene. We were told when we got there, "You've got to get down there straight away. There's been an explosion. We don't know what the casualty list is at the moment. The information at the moment is very vague," which it would be. It was only a matter of a few minutes virtually. And we were told to take an analgesic Entonox sets, which we loaded onto our ambulance, about 8 or 10 sets, as many as we could find. We left the station and went to the scene.
Can you just enlarge on what an analgesic...
It's a pain reliever. It's what maternity cases use. It's a pain reliever. It settles people down. That was all we had at that time, because we had a few paramedics in other parts of the county. And that was how we first went to the scene. We arrived at the scene. We were ushered through the gates, the main gates where the barracks was, because the road was obviously closed off, Canada Road, and joined other ambulance crews that were there at the side of the site of the explosion. It was quite a shock to me to see what we had come to deal with. I personally had seen that type of thing before as a young boy, because I lived in Malta during the war, so it wasn't an unknown thing. I wasn't looking at something I'd never seen in my life. But the first thing that struck me, and a lot of other people who were there were people all over the site, Marines, there were police were there then, because they take the initiative and run the incident. They were all over the site. There were ambulance men from other parts of the county, were all congregating there in one spot. And the thing that struck me was that this is a bomb site, there's been an explosion, and it hasn't been that long ago. Are we in the right position to be here, doing what we're doing at this moment? Could there be something else that nobody has thought about? Being like we are, British, and being ambulance men like we are, our job is to get into the works of it and make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do, which is to save life, try to stop people from dying on it. But we didn't know what was going on inside. We knew there had been fatal casualties, but at that particular time, I don't think anybody really knew exactly what had gone off and what was happening.
So how far with your ambulances were you away from the building?
In actual fact, we were next door to the site. There's a little opening between the church that was there and the restroom, and there's a little pathway runs in through a gate, and we were lined up in there, which would have been 5-10 yards from the first part of the debris.
So you were what, in the first two or three ambulances?
No, I was, it would have been two from Deal. They started, there would have been one from Dover, that's for sure. We were about the eighth ambulance, ninth ambulance. Some of the ambulances had already left because obviously the idea was to get the seriously injured ones which they could find and move them in the first few minutes, get them to the hospital as soon as they could.
So at what stage did you start to pick up casualties, walking wounded or whatever?
I was there for probably half an hour or more, maybe a bit more an hour probably. They were still extracting bodies from the building. There were people wandering about who had obviously been connected near the explosion who were traumatised, because you could tell. There were one or two doctors there who had turned up from local GPs, and being a team of people in five or six ambulances standing by, you weren't allowed really to leave your ambulance once the initial ambulances had dealt with their particular cases. We were there to more or less take the walking wounded or less serious people, because we could take them to the local hospital anyway. We were moved up in situ as each ambulance went with one patient or two patients, whatever they had. The next ambulance would move up in line, waiting for the next casualty. I can remember seeing a young Marine sitting on a pile of bricks just inside the site, and he'd obviously been there somewhere very near when the explosion occurred. And a doctor, local doctor, went to him, and there was a lady went to him, we went to him, and he said, I need this chap to go to hospital straight away, he's been traumatised, he needs to go to hospital. We left the scene with this chap, took him to Deal Hospital, and that was our experience of being down there at that particular time. We went down there again afterwards, after we did some routine work. I'm sure it was that day we carried a maternity case to Buckland. Soon after we laid our first patient down in Deal Hospital, we got a job to Buckland Hospital.
And was there within the system at the barracks a sort of senior ambulance person who was coordinating pick up, take away?
That's right, yeah. Yes.
And would he have been your own senior officer?
No, not necessarily. Our senior officer, our station officer, would have been in the station at Deal. It would have been one of the other officers come down from somewhere else.
And they would have come as a result of the information that they would have received from your ambulance station.
That's right.
This is a major incident.
This is a major incident.
We need help.
Yeah. Straight away our station officer would have passed on the message to the central controls, and it would have been coordinated how many vehicles they needed, how many personnel they needed. They would have come from all over the place. In fact, there were some paramedics at that time, but very few. They were sent, which arrived quite a bit later.